Hi there, this is Piotr Machacz, and I will try to give you a little exploration of the Reaper Media Explorer. It's a tool that, once I learned how to use, and also the fact that it actually exists in Reaper, has completely changed my workflow, at least. And also, it's one of the big reasons why I actually started to, and I think 95% completed my migration to using Reaper for all of my audio editing needs. And it's been there all along. So I noticed while having conversations last week that not many people know about this feature or don't know how it works. So I thought I would give you a bit of a rundown since I've used it for a while. So let's start with what the Media Explorer is in the first place. Well, it's a tool built in Reaper that allows you to browse through all of your media. That can be any audio file or MIDI file that Reaper supports. It also allows you to make databases out of these folders, so you can have a database of all of your sounds, all of your music production elements. If you're working with sample-based music, EDM or something, you have a large sample library, you can make a database, and then a Media Explorer will let you very quickly and efficiently search through all of it to find exactly what you're looking for. So let's start with getting there in the first place, which might not be as straightforward as it might initially appear. To toggle the Media Explorer on and off, it's Ctrl-Alt-X on Windows. I believe it might be Command-Option-X on Mac, but I'm not 100% sure. You can also find it in the View menu, so we can always just go there to double check. But the first time you do this, you will probably find that it doesn't work. Well, it will come up, and if you go into the View menu, you will probably see that the option is now checked, but your keyboard focus hasn't gotten there. So we need to fix that. So that is that requires two steps. The first step is getting there in the first place, and you can either do that with your screen reader's object navigation, that will be an NVDA, the JAWS touch cursor, the voiceover cursor, whatever. Get out of the main Reaper window you're looking for, either the Docker window or the Media Explorer dialog. It will most likely start out being docked by default. That's one way. The other way, which might be easier and faster, is if these keys are not assigned by default for you, which they shouldn't be, Control-Alt and the arrow keys also will move your focus through different Reaper windows. Also, I think Control up and down on their own as well. But don't quote me on this, let's just double check. Yeah, so these will eventually get you to the right place. Now, my Media Explorer is currently hidden, but if it wasn't, then it would have been there. So when you actually get your focus there, you want to press Alt to get to the menu, because the Media Explorer has its own menu bar, and you want to go into this first menu, and you're looking for an option called Dock Media Explorer. It will be checked by default, but you want to turn it off. Now, for me, it is already off because I have done this sooner, but for you, it will most likely not be. Also, I just remembered to slow my speech down. Hopefully, you find it understandable. So now that you've done all that, pressing Ctrl-Alt-X should automatically focus it and take your focus back when you're done. So you can either close it with Ctrl-Alt-X again or just pressing Escape. Both of those will work, and close it down so you can continue working. The second thing you'll want to do, and this is the thing that infuriated me for the longest time about the Media Explorer, well, these are normal list views, except Home and End wasn't doing what I was supposed to, which was doubly annoying because the lists in the Media Explorer wrap. And as far as I know, there is no way to turn that off. Because by default, pressing Home and End rewinds the file preview or fast forwards it all the way to the beginning slash end, which for sighted people that might be more useful because as you play, there's like a scrolling waveform that you can make a selection in and only cut out like a selected piece of it, things like that. Well, we can't do that. And there are other keys to stop and pause the media, and you can use those. So Home and End is probably much more likely it'll be useful for you if it does what it normally should. And so you want to press F4 to go into the Actions dialog, which in the Media Explorer will give you a slightly different view
Actions dialog filter custom
than it would if you were in the main Reaper window.
Button, clear button,
then
find
you can just press
button.
Find shortcut, just press home,
button,
will quickly jump you to the right place, or because I already done that, I'm just gonna search for rewind.
List one, list shift, list left, description, preview, description, preview, rewind to start 202.
Rewind to start. Now this would normally be assigned to home. I have unassigned, and that's why it has nothing. But you might have seen there is another action above that I have also assigned.
Shift plus left, description, preview, rewind a little bit. One,
rewind a little bit. I have also assigned fast forward a little bit to shift right. Which, well, that does exactly what it sounds like. You can fast forward, rewind the preview, which is surprisingly useful if you're working with longer files that you're auditioning, you know, some ambience or longer music tracks or something. Because in a Media Explorer, shift right and left aren't used to select anything. So I think it might be useful to assign. I have also assigned the spacebar to toggle play and pause. By default, I think it's play and stop. But since there are other, you can press left arrow to stop. I figured having a play and pause toggle might be more useful. You can also make it control space if you wanted to be more consistent with the default Osara keymap. Whatever floats your boat, all of that works pretty much how you'd expect. So,
Media Explorer dialog 0.0 DB, no media file loaded, no media file loaded, list track templates greater 9 of 10.
There are a couple of elements in the main Media Explorer window that will be useful for you to know about. There are two lists. One of them is the sidebar that includes shortcuts to most common folders or any folders that you add to it, as well as your databases. Then there is another list, which actually displays a list of files slash folders slash search results. And there's a couple of more controls that are used for playback. There is a pitch shifting control that you can type in a semitone value to pitch shift your media. There's a tempo match combo box. There is a search box, which is something you're going to be using quite a bit, probably. There is an edit box to type in a path to quickly jump to it on anywhere on your computer, as well as some more controls to control the playback and do a tempo matching, as well as a hardware outputs button, which is one of those things that is not accessible with tabbing, so you will need object navigation to focus it. And it is something that might very well come in useful because, well, it allows you to route the Media Explorer audio output to any channel on your interface or the currently selected track, which would in turn run it through any FX chain you might going on there, which if you're testing things like reverbs or really any other kind of effect, well, that would come in quite useful. So, you know, an NVDA edit is your NVDA and numpad / NVDA and your arrow keys and laptop layout,
no,
which is fine.
Media application menu bar contains media list, navigate parent, combo box, settings, combo box, display button, pause button, stop button,
the hardware
repeat button, hardware outputs button.
Press on that,
context menu,
gives you a menu,
play through selected track P1 of 23,
play through selected track
1, stereo, system L / system R1, 3 of 23,
and then you get any outputs and reroutes you have on your system. I'm gonna leave it on the
2,
one that
3,
I have
stereo, game slash game R3, 5 of 23
moment, which will make it so that you can actually hear what a Media Explorer is doing. Another thing that's not accessible at the moment is the volume fader of the Media Explorer. Although, at the moment, even if you click into it, you can focus it, but arrow keys don't adjust it. So that's most likely going to make your volume all messed up, and then you might need to fix it by editing the ini file, which is not fun. So let's do a bit of a exploration here. So
we're
going to start in this list, and this includes all of your shortcuts. So in the process of discovering how everything works before this demo, I noticed that you can actually rearrange this list, which is very useful. And you can just do that with drag and drop, whether that's, you know, with your screen reader, it would just be a matter of root the mouse, do a left click and hold, like lock the left mouse button, move to the place where you want to drop it, root the mouse again, and release the left button. That does work. I just did as an NVDA and rearrange stuff. So the first thing in this list for me is a database of all the free sounds that I have and also any of the libraries that I bought. And then below that,
my computer, 2 of 10.
There is a shortcut to my computer. So now the lists will show you just your hard drives and all that stuff.
The audio sounds, 3 of 10.
Then I have a shortcut to my sounds folder. This is also not a database, etc., etc. So, for example, let's select free and purchased again.
Free and purchased, 1 of 10.
And if I tab off of here,
list one list.
Now we're actually in the list of files. At the moment, it is literally showing you every file in that database. And Reaper has no problem doing this. So if I arrow up and down through these files now, if you listen,
3000 sounds, there's all cans, gray 0, 3 dot flag, size 258.1 KB, date 4/27/2020, 353 PM, type flag 371,767.
There's 172,000 files in this database. You don't feel that. This is absolutely fine as far as the responsiveness is concerned. Now, if I were to press enter on this file now, it would just get inserted into the project as as an item. If the project doesn't have any tracks, then it will make a track. If it does, well, it will get inserted on the current track. You can also bring up the context menu for this item.
Context menu. Insert the project i1 of 11. Insert a time selection. Stretch slash loop to fit unavailable. Insert the project on the new track i3 of 11. Insert a state and selected items i4 of 11. Use as media source for selected items u5 of 11. Use as media source for selected items.
And you have more options.
Preview p7 of 11.
What you can do.
Show and explore slash finder s8 of 11. Remove items from database r10 of 11. Edit custom tag e11 of 11.
You can also have custom tags, which basically, in addition to any keywords that the sound library itself might provide, you can also add your own.
Media.
Another thing you can do, which might be useful, is Control R, which toggles on and off repeat. At the moment, my repeat is off. I think it starts out on by default. Probably not very useful in the case of this sound, but we'll just stick with this one sound. So I just turn repeat on with Control R. If I play it again with spacebar, it's repeating. Now if I hit left arrow to stop, then that killed it. So obviously this makes files that are loops nice and easy. Let's actually look for something that's more of a loop. Find a loop.
Combo box details.
Oh yeah. List. I'll talk about the search in just a second. Okay. Something less annoying. Yeah. This will be fine, I suppose. So we can turn the repeat back on. And there's a couple of other controls we have here that you might find useful.
Autoplay checkbox checked.
Autoplay, so this toggles whether, as you arrow through the list, the files will play. Usually, I think you want this on, but if you need to turn it off for any reason, you can do that.
Start on bar checkbox not checked.
This is more for loops. If you have files that are tagged with tempo information, or if they're MIDI files that have tempo information in them, Reaper can automatically start them on a specific bar.
Combo box tempo match off collapsed.
Tempo match. So again, this is much more useful when you actually have a file that includes it, but even without, Reaper will try to do its best to figure this stuff out. So
tempo match on.
Turn on tempo start match, on and I think this project is 160 BPM at the moment.
Auto play checkbox checked. Start on bar checkbox checked. Not checked. Auto list one list three list.
It actually did speed auto it up.
Start
a bit.
Combo pitch edit. Combo box tempo match on collapse. Tempo match half.
Tempo match half. Let's try and is just having the play right here.
Tempo match double.
Double. It's just playing it double speed.
Tempo match off.
Then we have a pitch
edit
control.
Selected 0.00.
Which goes in semitone, so you can type in positive next values. Let's type like 6.
C. Pitch edit.
Do 12 even more.
C.
You can go on negative value, minus 6, minus 12, and as you can see, it's actually just changing the pitch, not the rate, and by default, when you select a different file, this pitch will reset, but in the options menu that you can get to from the menu bar,
action. Double click or enter
there
key. Sub menu
is
D.
An option.
Reserve pitch when reset pitch. Reserve pitch when tempo matching. Check D3 of 21. Reset pitch when changing media R4 of 21.
Reset pitch when changing media. I unchecked this, but it's checked by default. The pitch will reset, but because I unchecked it,
three maze.
All of these are still playing at like 12 semitones lower.
Auto start comp.
Let's reset the pitch.
Navigate seek pitch. Plan selection remove. Seek.
Seek is just a seek control. This is probably not something you're going to use with a screen reader, especially if you have assigned rewind fast forward keys, like I suggested.
Navigate backwards button, parent directory button.
Then these are also, this is navigate backwards, I think it's just like a previous file, and parent directory, well, it goes up a folder, which, that's useful if you are moving through a folder structure, except just like in Windows Explorer, you can just press backspace to go up a folder while you're in the list. So this is also something you're probably never going to need to use because you can just navigate it exactly like your Windows Explorer.
Combo box collapse. Edit selected 00.reaper file list.
Then we have an edit box to directly type in a path of a folder that we want to go to. At the moment, it's pointing at the free and purchase database. I could also type in any other path in here and it would take me there. So for instance, if I wanted to go to a folder on my computer that I know has audio files. For example, I'm currently working on a project with a couple of friends to do some sound design for a number of things like Windows. We have released a Windows sound scheme. We are also releasing free sounds every month, which are, at the moment, they're mainly just ringtone/alert/notification sounds very musical things, but if you need an alert sound for a project or an application, you can go to currentlyuntitled.design also if you want nicer sounds for your Windows or your TeamTalk with other things hopefully to come that are all designed to sound to work well with each other. That's a place to go. And all of these releases, at least the alert sounds and stuff, are released separately from the Windows scheme. Those are all under CC attribution license, so you can use them in your project for absolutely free if you give credit. So let's actually navigate to that folder with this path control. So I'm just going to type in a path on my hard drive where this is. And then if I clear the search box, we'll talk about the search in just a second.
Combo box details list, free purchase. Combo box details collapsed.
Yeah, then we have the list, the view mode. There are only two, list and details. List will just show you file names. Details will also show you metadata. All there is to that.
List one list. Sound flake size date 6/5/2024/05:50 p.m. type list or greater 1 of 2.
This is exactly.
Theme size date 6/5/2024/31:56 p.m. type list or greater 1 of 2.
It sounds like this is just showing you directories, and just like Explorer, I can just press enter
release
one of these.
Size date 6/5/2024/05:50 p.m. type list or greater not selected 1 of 2.
And we are going in and out of directories.
Selected. Unreleased size date 6/5.
Release pack
size date 6.
Because we have released a pack in May, we're working on a June pack.
Unreleased size.
Let's give you a sneak peek.
Logo size date 6/5. Jingle size date. Logo size date. Notification size date 6/5.
I can go into any of these folders. Notifications.
Capricorn.
Why not?
One of one size 500.
And you can just go through these and repeat is on, so I can just turn that off. And just like before, enter will it insert the file, context menu. Also, control F2 to bring up file properties, just like on an item while you're working on a project in the Media Explorer. This will also give you all of the information.
File info, edit read only multi-line selected length, 0.0212 sample rate, 44,100 channels, 2-bit/sample, 24, int total samples, 93,581 boklin, 6 data block stars, 46 BWF, plan, left start offset, 0 time, 19th day, 2020, 0 originator, reaper, BWF.
So this is giving you any metadata that this file
close
might
button.
Contain.
Press Media Explorer dialog.
Now, if you wanted to make a database out of folders,
jingle size,
which, you know, that might be useful. Suppose
Brain
I wanted
size.
To make a database of just
notification size, date 6/5/2024/06:07 p.m. type list or greater 3 of 5.
All unreleased notification sounds. Well, on a file, you saw what kind of options we got. On a folder, these options will be slightly different.
Context menu, select as 1 of 4. Add the shortcut list to 2 of 4.
Add the shortcut list. This will just add the folder itself to the shortcut list. It won't actually make a database.
Make database from folder M3 of 4.
This will make a database, and a database, well, that's recursive, is going to go find all the files and subfolders. It will also pull in all the metadata, which will make searching much, much, much faster. And this is also the only way you can see the metadata in the list. If you're just browsing a folder, you won't see it, but if you have a database, then the list will fill in all the other fields like artists and so on. So, you know, if I were to just press enter and make database.
Media Explorer dialog. List one list. Notification size. Date 6/5/2024/06:07 p.m. Type list or greater 3.
It has
list.
Now
not selected, 1 of 11.
Added an 11th item to the list. It's going to be at the bottom.
Notification 11 of 11.
Notifications. And that's the database we just created.
List one list. Capricorn.wav. Size 307.0kb. Date 5/31/2020/11:33:25 p.m. Type wav. Title Capricorn. Artist. Heaven was spending not selected 3 of 6.
And as you can see, it actually has filled in some of the metadata fields for that sound because it has
list notifications 11 of 11.
Bringing out the context menu on a database will give
context
you more
menu.
Options, which might be useful as you're keeping up with your collection.
Delete database D1 of 14.
Delete database.
Rename database R2 of 14.
If you wanted to give it a different name.
Add path to database of 4 of 14.
You can add more folders, which don't necessarily have to be in the same directory. If I wanted to add another folder on a different hard drive altogether, you can totally do that if you want to.
Remove path from database submenu R.
This lets you delete any folder.
ESFC file tone sound flakes unreleased notifications D1 of 1.
This is only one. This has only one folder in it, but you know, if it had multiple, you could delete one of them.
Scan database for new files S6 of 14.
This is useful, obviously, if you buy new samples or make new samples, you want them to be indexed. Well, this is where you'd go to do that.
Scan database for new files and reread all metadata S7 of 14.
This is also pretty self-explanatory. Something worth keeping in mind is, as far as I know, there is no way to get the status of a scan that's in progress other than feeling that your Reaper is acting a little bit slowly while it scans. This might take that big database, which was 172,000 something odd files, I think that took about an hour to scan, obviously, all depending on how fast your hard drive is. You'll know when it's done when Reaper stops being laggy. I don't know if sighted people can see how the scanning is going or not. For smaller databases, obviously this won't take as much time, where if you're adding single folders at a time instead of like one giant pile of data.
Remove missing files from database area 14.
This is also self-explanatory. Obviously, if you delete stuff, well, you can remove stuff from here.
Create new database. C10 of 14. Make database from current folder unavailable. M11 of 4. Add current folder to shortcut list unavailable as well for 14.
And then shortcut list is...
sort shortcuts. Toggle order S14 of 14.
That. And you can also sort things. So I'm going to actually delete this database because I really don't need it.
Database. R add path to rename delete database D1 of 14. Media Explorer dialog.
Okay. Sounds library. That's out of there.
Free and purchase 1 of 10.
And now, let's talk about the search. So I'm back in the free and purchase database, which, as we have established, is quite large. Fastest way to get the search box from here is shift tabbing. So we'll just shift tab.
Combo box details collapsed. Edit blank.
And now we can do searches. They can be as simple as typing in one or multiple words. They can also include wildcards, so just asterisks. They can also include a couple of logical operators. First of all, by default, Reaper is going to search through all of the metadata fields, at least all of the most common ones, like artist, keyword, VWF descriptions, comments, and so on. But you can customize this in the options submenu. So that's all once again.
Action, double click or enter key.
Go into the search submenu.
Preserve, reset, pitch shift, always shift, display, auto, auto, enter, use Windows, auto, stop, enable, loop, apply, preview, show all files, show, leading path, search submenu, list, search fields, unavailable as 1 of 20.
Search fields.
File name, check F2, leading path, check L3, title, check T4, artist, check the 5, album, check the 6, of here, check Y7, of genre, check G8, comment, check C9, VWF description, check D10,
all pretty self-explanatory. So if you don't want to search for one of these, well, you can uncheck it here. And the keyword searches, especially when it comes to sounds or samples, they do come in quite useful. And as I will just demonstrate, by doing a search for something like chime. So let's search for chime, and I'm going to press enter. I have it set up to only search after pressing enter, although this doesn't matter too much, but by default it will search as you type, which might impact your computer performance. If you feel something is a little slow while you're typing, this might be why. So it's already done the search. The search is pretty much instantaneous. As soon as you're done typing, just tab.
Comp list, list one list, 3000 sounds, magic chime, 0, 2 dot flag, size, 133.9 kbd, 4 slash 27 slash 20, 23, 56, 12 pm, type, flag not selected, 3 of 14.99.
Out of 172,000 items, we're now down to only 1500, which is way too much still, if I'm going to be honest. But some of these, like this one, has the word chime in the file name, so this is why it came up. But if we go down this list, I'm gonna page down to
a little bit faster.
Yeah, this right here is one of those cases where the file name doesn't actually have the word chime in it. But the keywords do mention it. Now, this is not strictly a chime. It's more of a beep. And supposing we weren't actually looking for beeps. I mean, that is a bit of a difference between a beep and a chime, especially with this one, which, I mean, you can have a beep each time, but yeah, I don't know. If this is not the kind of thing that you want to search for, well, this is where operators might come in, where you can narrow down your search.
List free and combo box, edit, select a chime.
So a couple of things you can do. Well, you can do wildcards, as I said earlier. So that's just putting an asterisk to match anything. You can also put your words in quotes, which will do exact matches. So it has to be exactly spelled the same way and not have anything before or after it. You can also do a couple of operators. These are written in all uppercase, just as English words, including AND, which is spelled, you know, AND, all uppercase. And this will make it so that the search has to match both of those. So in this case, it would be, if I were to say chime or chime and beep, and I cannot spell
chime
and beep, then it would be searching only for files that have both a chime and a beep keyword in
combo
them.
List,
so
list one list, hybrid library, beep, beep, 7, dot flag, size, 511.1 kbd, 4 slash 27 slash 20, 25, 40, 19 pm, type, flag, artist, Kenneth Scotland, genre, beeps, comment, electronic beep, ring and chimes, chirping tones, not selected, 161 of 670.
So we brought the list down to 670, so we were only looking for chimey beeps.
Hybrid.
So we could add more
list,
on top
combo,
of that
select,
if we
beep.
Wanted to.
Land,
we can also, instead of and, we can do or search, chime or beep.
Selection.
So this will match either if the file has a chime keyword in it or a beep keyword.
List,
and this should make the search results
list,
much larger.
Beep, short, 0, 3, dot, flag, size, 8.3 kbd, 4 slash 27 slash 20, 23, 50, 3, 15 pm, type, flag not selected, 24, 60, 25.
As it did, because now we're up to like 6,000 search results. But we can also
list, combo, edit, select, chime, or beep.
Use not. And again, this is land. NOT capitalized.
Or selected,
and this
selected.
Will invert the search results. So it's going to be, we didn't want those chimey beeps in our search results. So let's change it to say chime not beep. So I typed in not, press enter, and now
combo list one list three maze looks 24/96 four chime and tone marimba tone 003 dot flag size 51.6 kb date 4/27/2020 11:49:54 p.m. type flag comment test no equals mallet marimba notify notification app alert three maze tone not selected 24/829.
We're down to only 800 results, which is still quite a bit, but I mean, if you're quickly auditioning your files,
3,000,
you should be able to actually get through quite quickly. And you know, you're just searching for chimes. Good lord. Oh, hello. We have some kind of a clock here, obviously, because chiming clocks. Now, if we wanted to be more specific, obviously, we could do more exclusions. If we didn't want clocks, well, that wouldn't be too hard. You can just iterate on your search results and get more and more. And that is mainly all there is to it, to the Media Explorer. I guess one more thing I can show you is the routing feature that I mentioned earlier. So I have another project open here.
Media Explorer demo modified project once.
Oh, there you go.
No tracks.
So I have an empty project here. I'm going to quickly make a track.
Track name edit plan. Pain. 100.
I'm going to instantiate a plugin on it. Let's, for example, give it Realm,
scanning direct
which is a nice reverb plugin. And by default, it's set to be quite reverb-y. So we shouldn't have to mess with the parameters that much.
VST, ROM, native instruments.
So it'll be make for a good demo.
FX, track one dialogue, list one list, VST, ROM, native instruments, GMV,
we have this
one
track
one,
set
VST,
up
ROM.
With Realm, and I think this project set up list. To route to the track, the correct channel, but let me just double check so you can actually hear
edit,
it.
Edit, select, hardware, audio, hardware, system, L, slash, system, R, delete button.
Oh, it is not.
Press property.
It's a good thing I checked.
Audio, property. Audio hardware outputs combo box add new hardware.
Full disclosure, I'm doing this recording for the second time because the first time I forgot to root stuff correctly, which you don't do that.
Hardware, game slash gamer.
Just saying.
Right.
So we have this instantiated, and now if we go back to the Media Explorer and continue playing our files here, then, oh, we forgot to actually do the routing.
List one list.
So this is where that inaccessible button comes in.
Fish, edit, zero, fish, C, aerosol, cancel, zero, combo, start, on, auto, play, check, zero, put, Media Explorer, volume, faders, hardware, repeat, the
hardware
outputs button. Context menu.
Press on it.
Play through selected track, P1 of 23.
Play through selected track.
Media Explorer.
And now if we play this file again. There it goes. It's running through Realm. And it's all nice and reverby. So if you're looking for a specific sound, or morphing or vocoding, or you're putting things in the reverb and you're just seeing how they sound like in the particular context of that reverb, well, this is a nice way to audition stuff.
Like.
The other thing is,
track.
If you have MIDI items, you're previewing MIDI in the Media Explorer. That works too. So I have deleted that round track, and I'm going to make a new one, and we're going to put a software instrument on it. Let's put the Yamaha XG plugin, for example. Which should give us a good idea of, you know, that should be good for playing MIDI files. And now we just have to point it at a MIDI file. What better way to get a MIDI file than Windows itself? So let's just, using the folder path edit box, just go to C, Windows Media.
C, Windows Media selected. Edit my combo list, list one list, Andre 44.1 catalog.
Like we're just going to hit F, for example. Let's find flourish.mid. And there it goes, it's playing. I can just stop it. I can fast forward it and rewind it if I want to. I can use all the other features I talked about, the tempo match and stuff, that all works. I'm not sure the pitch does for some reason. That was the one thing that didn't work in the last time I tried to do the recording. But yeah, you can totally preview MIDI files this way as well. So if you're working with preset MIDI packs, which are apparently a thing now, well, you can use those too, and you can even preview them with your synth, or, you know, if you're trying to load up old plugins. And yeah, that's pretty much all there is to it, to the Media Explorer. Hopefully you found this useful. Obviously, this is not a feature that everybody's going to need, but if your workflow sounds like it might benefit from this, then by all means, it is definitely something that for me has made a huge difference, even if there are some slight accessibility shortcomings, but they're really minor, all things considered. This is still a very incredibly useful tool. So hopefully you found this demo useful and helpful. If you have any more questions, feel free to shoot them my way. I'll try to answer them best as I can. And other than that, thank you for listening. Have a good day and stay safe.